think we all take it for granted sometimes, you know, Christmas time and your families. So for us to come down here and spend a few hours with them and just give them a little boost, you know. Some of them won't know who you are, some aren't Birmingham fans, but just to be around here and just give anybody, you know, a smile on the face is nice this time of year.
And as a parent yourself as well, it gives you a bit of pause for thought, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. I mean, as I say, the appreciation is there now. You see it and you go home and you go, you know what, I'm very lucky. I mean, we're not in a really ill part of the hospital, but still people have to come in for checks and make sure everything's all right. So you see how hard everybody works around the place. So it's good to bring you down to earth a little bit and, you know, be humble, definitely.
And a sense of perspective after the disappointment at the weekend, because that was a very unusual game. It's not the way we usually see Blues play, is it?
No, we've said it. One off. Can't see it happening very often again this season. When you know, me and Michael Morrison said, you know, we pushed a few lads up on the corner that we conceded second goals because we wanted to try and get something from the game. That's the risk we took. So, a bit unfortunate. Two of the set pieces, second half, was what really, you know, was the nail in the coffin. So, we wash our hands of it and we've got enough, you know, four or five tough games coming up. So, we can't be feeling sorry for ourselves.
And 4 months in, that feels like a proper partnership, you and Michael, now, doesn't it? And you've had that opportunity to consistently play together in all but a couple of the games this season.
We sat down in the summer and we've always said it, you know, if I'm going to be, I want to be centrally with, you know, Michael. So I think we've been very, very happy so far as a back four and five of the goalkeeper. So it starts from the front, though. I think everybody works hard with each other. You know, we're on the pitch every day working hard. So, yeah, more than happy with the partnership so far.
And the little matter of Newcastle away, but I guess in the Championship each year, one of the highlights is going to St James's Park and 50,000 people in there.
Yeah, it's one of the things where it will be rather intimidating. Played there a couple of times myself, and it's not a great place to be if you're an opposing player. So we'll have to get over that first of all, and then calm everybody's nerves and pass the ball like we have been doing, and, you know, try and tighten up on defence.
And finally, of course, Newcastle will be coming to St Andrews in January now in the third round of the FA Cup. Another Championship club is not necessarily the draw you want when you're looking forward to that draw, and you want something a bit more romantic, don't you?
You want something different, yeah. You want to go somewhere where it's horrible and a bit like Sunday League type thing. That's what I was looking for anyway. Everybody's probably looking for Man United away, but I like the non-league teams I prefer. But, yeah, it's always the Championship we get. So, look forward to it, though. Another game. FA Cup, isn't it? So, who knows?